In August 1993, Northern Life reporters heard rumors that legendary singer, songwriter and actor Kris Kristofferson was in Sudbury to play at a private concert. The rumor was true, but we never got the story. Sonia Kakkonen was there. The Sudbury chiropractor keeps a photograph taken with Kristofferson and another legendary musician, Ronnie Hawkins, in her office. I was a volunteer at a music festival on Manitoulin Island where Ronnie Hawkins was playing, she said. They became friends, and in 1993, Hawkins telephoned to ask if she wanted to meet his friend, Kristofferson. The American musician was scheduled to play at a party hosted by Sudbury businessman Risto Laminen at his lakeside home on Black Lake. Kakkonen was delighted by the invitation and Hawkins arranged a limousine to pick her up. Although she wasn't a guest at the party, she got to hang out with the musicians between sets. She remembers that Kristofferson is very smart. He is a Rhodes Scholar, and interested in chiropractic care. When I asked her if the handsome star of the 1976 movie, A Star Is Born, and several others, kissed her, she blushed. Sudbury.com invites readers to submit their memories of meeting someone famous in Sudbury for the Memory Lane article to be published March 23. Laminen's friend and brother-in-law Don Bast was at that August 1993 concert. He also attended a second party about 14 years later when Kristofferson returned to Sudbury to perform. He, Kristofferson, became a good friend of Risto, and being an ex-military helicopter pilot, enjoyed flying with Risto. At the parties he was always approachable and humble, as was his wife. Kris loved singing, and as you know, is regarded as one of the best songwriters ever. Kristofferson wrote, Help Me Make It Through the Night, covered by Elvis, Willie Nelson and Charlie Pride. Laminen, who passed away in 2009, was a music fan and often hosted private concerts. Doctors, lawyers, even the odd judge, mixed with us common folk and fit right in. Rockin' Ronnie Hawkins was there more than once, and Fred Eaglesmith entertained two or three times under Big Pink Tent, said Bast. I remember one summer night Fred had to cut it short because the mosquitoes got so bad. Laminen was CEO of Wallbridge Mining Company. He served on several communities boards and was chair of the Science North Board of Directors. Bast shares this story told by Laminen. Risto, being the chair of the board of Science North, volunteered to be the one who picked up Mario Andretti at the Sudbury Airport. The famous race car driver was coming to town to be a part of the opening ceremonies of the new virtual ride, movie experience. On that fine summer afternoon, Risto made the most of this rare opportunity and asked Mr. Andretti if he would like to drive his new car, Porsche 991. Mario said he would enjoy that and decided to give his passenger a thrill while he was at it. Risto ended the story by imagining aloud a police officer pulling them over and asking the driver, Who do you think you are, Mario Andretti? Send your close encounter stories about meeting famous people in Sudbury to mgentily@sudbury.com or vgilhula@gmail.com. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer. Memory Lane is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.